Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Hey, welcome everybody. Glad to be back with you again on Monday. Steve Starrs here with you on Lightspeed Times 2. And Mondays are always important to me because I get a chance to talk to you great folks, and I look forward to it. I really do. Some people dread Monday, but I get excited just because we have a great audience. We're moving ahead. Friends, I'm going to be talking about a lot of things. I mean, you know, there is just too much news, as you know. So many things have happened. I've seen the horrors of what's happened in Maui. Questions, serious questions about what happened there. A while back, Catherine Austin Fitz, if you know who she is and some of the work she's done, had talked about how a lot of these fires have been planned along lines of real estate investments for fire sales afterwards, in which a number of people wanted to buy up that property. And she said the BLM fires were right inside the borders and everything like that. She had pointed this out. It was quite suspicious, actually very suspicious, when you consider people like Larry Fink and all these other real estate investors out there. Bill Gates, of course, buying all of our farmland and polluting it with these GMO crops and stuff like that. I mean, there's some real serious questions here. And as I understand, and you may have seen this as well, there are people out there who have I've said that the natives of these islands out there on the coastline never wanted to sell their property to somebody who wanted to build a 15-minute city there, you know, an Oprah Winfrey showcase of how nice it is to live in a 15-minute city on the coast of Hawaii in Maui. And they were resisting this quite vociferously, you might say. And they did not want this property taken over. And now there are upwards of about 1,000 people. I'm reading one story here from World News. Maui victims incinerated. Officials struggle to identify remains as over 1,000 believed missing. Okay, now there may be a lot less than that because some of these people fled. But you've seen the wreckage. It looks like Paradise, California. It looks like what happened out here in Boulder, or south of Boulder, in the area of the Marshall Fire, as they called it. Houses burning from the inside out, cars just, scalded with just incredible heat, and so many things happening there. And I know there's going to be more and more about all this, so I'm not going to get too vocal. Directed energy weapons, people like the Antifa fire starters, I think there were 14 of them arrested. And I saw some reports about that. The news media is lying about all that. They won't tell you the whole truth. You're going to have to hear it from people like us here at RBN. But yes, this is another one of those horrific events. Our hearts go out to these folks. I think we need to not only be supportive of where they are right now, but also ask questions on their behalf as to what really happened out here, because I am quite concerned that these so-called horrific hurricane winds may not be the only thing that was at work here in Maui. And this is a mess. It's a horrible thing. We saw the same things happen, with other places all over. We've seen, I do believe they can direct weather with energy. As a matter of fact, I know they can. You know, they've been telling us they can. We've talked a lot about that on the network here. And there's not everybody agrees on everything about it. That's okay. It's fine. Let's just keep together and let's keep listening to each other and let's keep working on these issues, because we need everybody's input. You know, sometimes the most absurd idea is the one that's actually behind all of what's happening, or the bigger part of it, that is, because they never let an emergency or a disaster go to waste, do they? They always want to pack as much good that they can get out of the horrific things they do to their fellow man. These people are really, really dangerous individuals, as you know. Now, I'm just going to try to stay mainline today a little bit. And the reason why is because I think we need to stay focused in the mainline. A lot of us are kind of disgusted with the political parties. I am too. Okay. Yes, I am. I can tell you that I've actually been to precincts and been a delegate in caucuses with the Republican Party. But most of the time I actually vote for an independent rather than somebody I know is a bad candidate. I don't vote Democrats, but I did not vote for John McCain, I'm proud to say. I did not vote for Mitt Romney, I'm proud to say. And I didn't vote for George W. Bush in 2000, by the way. I didn't vote for Gore. You know, I didn't vote for Kerry. I voted against Kerry, actually, to be honest with you, in 2004. I voted against Kerry, and I did vote for George W. Bush 1 year. But the bottom line is you know, I know that these party squabbles are a bit of a distraction, but we have to stay in the main line. And I have a clip that I'm going to play from Maria Bartiromo, who is still at Fox, but still doing good work. I wish Maria would leave with Tucker. I think Tucker ought to take Maria and a few other people that might have some hope and start his own network. I still like Maria quite a bit. She's asked some good questions. I think she's, you know, still a good reporter. And she's talking to Ted Cruz about the impeachment. Now, I've heard a lot of Republicans, including Rand Paul, who I support, is still after Fauci with these criminal indictments for these criminal charges that he's making about lying to Congress and all the unethical things that happened here with the Wuhan virus. We'll get into the virus issue maybe a little bit later, too. I know a lot of you are aware of this. I am as well. Yes, I know the arguments against virology that are behind all this. You're going to mention Tom Cohen, and Dr. Kaufman, Stefan Lanka, if you know some of those people. Yeah, I'm quite well aware of it, have been for many years, going back to the 90s with the Perth Group. Yes, I realize there are differences of opinions in everything that's going on with virology, but I think we are collective on one thing, and that is what's happening here is horrifically ugly, and it's not scientific, and it's definitely very, very dangerous, and there's no question that vax is killing people. Some estimates, as many as 20 million people have died already. I'm not going to play those clips, but, you know, this is stuff that's out there. We're quite well aware of it. You are, too, I know. And but I'm going to go a little bit mainline, and let's play this clip. I'm coming up here in a minute here, Julie. The clip is from an interview with Ted Cruz, okay? Now, remember, Ted Cruz was there in the Capitol when this whole thing went down, saying that we can hold on this. We don't have to certify this election overnight in the middle of the night like they did the thieves. When do thieves break through and steal? In the wee early hours of the morning, right? That's what they did. They robbed us all. They actually created an insurrection because they would not even look at what happened here. And I can give you my theories as to why. Of course, you know, obviously it was about power. But, you know, this election was so far out of kilt that it really demanded investigation, and they wanted to get it behind them, and they want to put it away so completely far out of the picture that nobody even guesses because they know they're in a heap of trouble. It's so obvious things are wrong. It's so obvious things are wrong. It's so obvious that Biden has been in trouble all along. I wrote a letter to my congressman, and I explained that Biden had, before the election, his name is Ken Buck. He used to be a fairly good guy, conservative, but they got to him somehow. And I was explaining to him that Joe Biden was never vetted. He was never vetted as a candidate. He was already guilty of treason as vice president, friends. He's been guilty of all these crimes. Now, Judge Napolitano is saying something to the effect of, well, you can't impeach Biden for things he did before he was in office. He has to do them while he's in office. I think it was something to the effect of what he said. Now, I'm not a real big fan of Judge Napolitano. I think he's a down-to-the-wire type judge, and he's right a lot of times. But at the same time, you know, I have a tendency to think that he has a tendency to strain at gnats and swallow camels a lot of times over his issues. But the reality is, Ted Cruz brings this up, and he says that Joe Biden is guilty of high crimes, misdemeanors, bribery, and treason, all three of which would impeach any seated president. And these all happened while he was vice president, friends. Then, of course, Amendment 25, you know, that outlaws derelicts and people who are mentally incompetent from having the nuclear trigger, you know, the nuclear football, his finger on the big button, you know what I mean? Yeah, and then obviously he didn't win the election. I mean, it's comically obtuse about how sick this all is, friends. And, you know, these people don't want to admit it because they know they have told such big lies. As soon as they start to come apart, they're going to be in real, real serious trouble, which they deserve to be in. Okay, I have no sympathy for them. All right, but Julie, let's go ahead and roll this clip from Maria Bartiromo. You listen to this for the next few minutes.
Its own authority, and I believe the only progress we're going to see over the next year and a half on this corruption is going to come from Congress. It's going to come from the House of Representatives, James Comer and Jim Jordan, both of whom are doing a phenomenal job. They have subpoena power. They're using it. They'll continue to use it. But Maria, pause and look at what the House has uncovered already.
Yeah.
James Comer has released bank records that show that the Biden family and their associates received over $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while Joe Biden was vice president. That's one point that is really important not to miss. This isn't over their entire career. This is while Daddy was VP, $20 million. Any reporter who gives a flip about doing his or her job ought to be asking the president at every stage, what did your family do to earn $20 million while you were vice president during those 8 years? Number two, lots of Democrats in defending Biden, they keep using reference to influence peddling or access. That's not what these allegations are. Influence peddling and access happens a lot in Washington. There are a gazillion Washington lobbyists on K Street. That's not what the allegations are here. The allegations are that Hunter was selling official favors from Daddy when he was vice president of the United States. If you look at the FD 1023, the allegation there is the oligarch who owned Burisma spent $10 million, $5 million to Joe Biden, $5 million to Hunter Biden, in exchange for getting Joe Biden to fire the prosecutor who was prosecuting that corrupt oligarch. We know the second half of the quid pro quo happened. Joe Biden has admitted he got that prosecutor fired. The allegation is he was bribed to do it. And number three, it's important to understand, this is often discussed as Hunter's business dealings. This was not Hunter's business dealings. This was Joe Biden's business. Hunter has no marketable skills. No one on planet Earth would pay him $20 million to do anything. Mm-hmm. What Hunter was selling was Daddy. This was Joe Biden's business, shaking down, mind you, not shaking down our friends, not shaking down France or England or Italy, but shaking down corrupt oligarchs and communist China to the tune of over $20 million. Hunter was the salesman, but the product was Joe Biden's personal favors. And that is, if true, corruption at the very highest level of government.
Well, what does this mean in terms of an impeachment inquiry? Do you think this special counsel and this power play out of the DOJ warrants that impeachment inquiry sooner rather than later? Do you support an impeachment inquiry?
Absolutely, yes. I have publicly called for three impeachment inquiries to proceed in the House. Number one, I believe the House should impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, for opening up our borders and creating the greatest humanitarian disaster in our history. Number two, I believe the House should impeach Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, for being brazenly lawless, for committing perjury and obstruction of justice. And number three, I believe the House should open an inquiry into impeaching Joe Biden. Now, to impeach Joe Biden, what needs to be demonstrated is bribery. Under the text of the Constitution, a president can be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Bribery is explicitly enumerated. Now, what does it take to have bribery? Bribery is, the essence of bribery is a quid pro quo. Now, you'll remember during the first Trump impeachment, we heard that over and over and over again, quid pro quo. That is a Latin phrase that means this for that. It means compensation, usually money, in exchange for an official favor of a government office holder. Now, with respect to this quid pro quo, we know the quo happened. Joe Biden, on television in an interview, bragged that he held hostage over $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees to Ukraine and forced them to fire the prosecutor that was investigating the oligarch that was paying his son $1 million a year and allegedly had paid him and his son $10 million altogether.
There you are. That's the kind of money they put in there, friends. That's the kind of corruption that's been going on. You probably have seen the clip. You know, you probably have seen what we have been talking about all this time, where Joe Biden is sitting there in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, you see their backdrop CFR behind him with all these oligarchs, you know, with all these autocratic, basically tyrants is what they are, laughing at how corrupt Biden is, and he's openly bragging about, son of a bitch, they fired the guy. He was withholding $1 billion, okay, of aid to Ukraine until this this prosecutor was fired who was after Hunter. That's how bad it is. Now, he's right there laughing about it. I think we ought to have the last laugh and play that over and over. We played it many times on these shows here in RBN. You've heard it over and over. Son of a bitch, they fired him. And everybody's laughing. He said, I'm going to leave by 6 o'clock. If you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not getting the money. I mean, it's obvious the guy is corrupt. This is back when he had half a brain, friends. You know what I mean? He's down to about, a tenth at this point right now. This man has no business being in the president's office at all. You know, and I think this ought to be something we need to take to our senators right now, particularly Republican senators. I don't have any in the state of Colorado, which used to be a Republican state, by the way. But I do have representatives, and you can play that clip to them. You can play that piece and say, you need to get on this job. Now, friends, is it because we're going to win the impeachment? Friends, it's going to be a hard fight. It's because we're going to throw something in the form of an offensive punch for once in a while. We've been sitting here getting our asses kicked all these years as all this keeps going on. Nobody raises anything other than to shield themselves. Trump was very good at dodging the punches and shielding some of these blows, but he never did really do anything that was aggressive enough to hold these people accountable for what they've been doing. This happened all before Trump took office. You know, look at the election situation. There were reports that the NSA was banging on the state returns, trying to get into these state records in all the eastern states that Trump wanted. They couldn't do it. That's why Trump won, because by the middle of the night, he had already accumulated enough, like in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, a few other places, enough electoral votes to win the election. Didn't matter at that point what the popular vote was. So, you know, Hillary made a big deal out of her winning the popular vote, but she was behind by about a million votes when I went to bed. And then the next morning, she has 2.5 million somehow in the popular vote. Well, she had already had to concede because even Obama told her we couldn't get through. We couldn't stop the election. Trump has already won it. And she couldn't stop that election is what happened. Then she starts complaining. And the Democrats, they whine and whine and whine and whine and whine and whine every time they lose an election. And yes, I can tell you straight out, there have been elections that are very, very close. I am old enough to remember waking up very early in the morning, about 6 or 7 o'clock when I was a young lad, coming out and turning on the TV, and there was a picture of Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy, and they still hadn't decided who had won the election. It came down that close. And that's one thing, okay? It's one thing when it's a close election. This election was so obtusely stolen. And I mean, everywhere you look, you see the theft. 2,000 mules. We see the reports coming in over the AP wire as this huge number of votes were tallied almost instantly overseas and overnight by Dominion and companies like that. And all of a sudden, Biden's way down below, and he does a straight up climb right up out of that with thousands and thousands of votes all at the same time in the middle of the night, friends. We know what happened here. You know, this is going to come out, and it's going to keep coming out. Okay, bottom line is this. We got to get in a little bit with the main line right now. Call your representatives. Call your senators. Make some noise about it. Biden needs to be impeached, and so does Mayorkas, and so does Merrick Garland, okay? This has to be done. We need to keep lighting that fire. As I said, I like Rand Paul, but he was a little bit of a shifty sort of shapeshifter on that impeachment process, you know. And I'll get into that and explain to that maybe in the next segment. Got a break coming up here in a minute or two. I want to take a little time. But the reality is, no, you got to do it because it's right. You don't do it because you're going to win. You do it because it's the right thing to do. The Democrats misused this whole process. They should have been held accountable for mounting an impeachment without cause. Okay, got breaks coming up here, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Maybe take some calls a little later. Be with you right after these messages.
Keep out, Hotsman. says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Well, there's a pain in my side that I can travel alone, bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs, bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon, judgment getting closer all the time. Yeah. I can't find tomorrow.
There you are, Hurricane on the Horizon, friends, and judgment getting closer all the time. It's coming, but we've got to do what we can do. We have to use the tools that we have. You know, a lot of us, and, you know, I'm kind of settling down here a little bit because I'm feeling a little more comfortable. I want to talk to you. I want to encourage you. But, you know, we a lot of us want to be prepared. You know, you got your storable food. I believe in that. Let me tell you something. I am very strong in getting ready to handle what's coming because we're going to need food and water, priority, shelter, all these things, friends, and plenty of lead. You know what I mean? We're going to have to defend ourselves. But here's where I'm going with all this. If we can't use the tools that we have right now, I don't have a lot of confidence in us fighting from the ditches. You know what I mean? We've got to stop thinking that we're going to have things turn around after two Christmases this year and next year in 2025, because that's how far off it is. Everybody's concerned about the next election. And I'm tired of playing this carnival game. I just think we've got to stop this carnival game right now and get real about what's happening at the moment. So I encourage you. I have called my senators. I have called my congresspeople around here. And there's only one congressman in your district, but you can call the others. You can call anybody. Call Kevin McCarthy. You can call him. All you got to do is just go on online and Google the name. You can find his offices and his contact numbers. You can contact him locally where he is in California. But generally speaking, I would call the D.C. office if you're from out of state. You want to call Kevin McCarthy, and, you know, he's in California, which is where his base is. But, you know, he and you're in Iowa. You know, I would call his Washington, D.C. office and tell him, get on the job. We want this impeachment pushed through, and it should include Mayorkas and Merrick Garland as well. We need to come after these people and expose them now. I mean, we've got to put pressure where we can. These are your tools. Republicans and liberals and people who are kind of backing away because they don't like the government, we don't know how to use the tools. And so as a result, these people misuse them on us. And that's what's happening here. You can see it's very plain. We are being abused by this system, the taxes, everything that's gone up. Man, there's a great article about taxes up there on RBN's website. I was reading it today. I should have pulled it up and almost read it, but you should read it for yourself. Go to the republicbroadcasting.org site, of course. Support our sponsors, but there's a great article about taxes. It gets a picture of the Russian army marching. And you realize that these people are never out to help you. They're only out to steal your money. Essentially, what would it be like? You know, I've heard people say, I think we should have term limits. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but why? Do you want to get rid of somebody else's senator or congressman because they don't do it? Is that the reason? Because, I mean, think of it. It's going to be the people who are vote in his party, if the election is correct. And I question this, as a matter of fact. But the people in his district that are electing him, maybe the guy has experience and they want him to stay. I'll tell you what the real problem is. These people are making money when they get into office. If you put a stop to that, if you said, okay, you're going to get $80,000 salary and maybe another $50,000 for expenses, and that's it, buddy, and you don't collect any more money personally for 5 years after you get out of office. I don't care what you got coming in, but you ain't making any more while you're there, and you're not going to make any more out of any deal you make while you're in Congress. If you got rid of that incentive, you would get rid of all these scum bucket parasitic ticks that go to Washington right there. That's how they corrupt them. You've seen it over and over. People should go there because they want to serve. They want to serve the country. They want to do the right thing. They want to make sure that the people out there like us who are paying for all this are not being overcharged and ripped off and swindled and led into wars. And while we watch our entire civilization collapse, that's the way to get rid of them, in my opinion. Get rid of all the secret deals. You know, these people are all akin to what's going to happen with the legislature, and they can make deals on certain things and buy stock options. You call that inside trading is what it is. It is inside trading. They're free to do that. If you got rid of all of that and put people who just wanted to serve and go there to serve, you would solve a big part of the problems in Washington, D.C. right now. So you look at these scumbags. These people are just, they're parasitic. I mean, they're loathsome, you know what I mean? They're just awful. Anyhow, I'm getting wrapped up again a little bit on all this stuff. We've got a lot of things to talk about. I am saying this, though. Call your representatives and tell them. Play them the clips that I just heard Ted Cruz on the weekend news on Fox. And this is what he's saying. What do you say to that? You know, oh, you got a better idea? Mm-hmm. Look, I know Ted Cruz is not your favorite guy. He's not mine, really, either. I've got some beefs against him. But he has stood there in a lot of situations for us and been one of the more conservative voices. And he's right about the impeachment right now. We've got to get this moving. I have talked to my senators and congressmen, both of my senators, by the way, who are Democrats. And I've called their office and I said, don't you think it's about time for old Sleepy Joe, you know, with his stinky pants to resign? I think it is, don't you? I mean, he's embarrassing the Democratic Party. Our Democratic Party is embarrassed because of Joe. Maybe we ought to have RFK Jr. instead. Now, they don't like that. The Democrats don't want to hear RFK Jr., do they? He's going to spoil that party, friends. You watch and see. They're either going to get with it or they're going to go down. They're in trouble. Let's stay after them. We got to do it. That's our job. That's our obligation. That's what your country requires. Be right back.
Truth, you can't handle. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We got to pick it up and we got to make it happen. You know, again, I said I was going to kind of go mainline today a little bit rather than too far into what we talk a lot about, the things that are going on that people aren't really aware of here on RBN that they need to know. We're not carrying on some conspiracy here. We're talking about real things, of course. We know about how things went wrong with the plan for this so-called vaccine, which was never a vaccine. It was a jab. I estimate there was as many as 2,000 different experiments that took place, as many as 2,000, with as many as 5,000 in each arm control and placebo and the jab. Some of these people were receiving saline. Some of them were receiving the actual thing, mRNA spike protein. We could go into the viral stuff, and we'll do that sometime and talk the viral issues and all these other things concerning. Is there actually a spike protein? Is there actually a virus? That's a good question. I think that what they may have been spreading via chemtrails and other things were parasitic bacteria. That's why Fauci didn't want you to take ivermectin, because it gets rid of it right away. You know, see, they were what, you know, it's, you got to understand the idea of what they're selling you and scaring you with is more important to them and to the concept and to the media than what's actually happening. It's like if you were driving down the road, I've used this illustration before, and you started hearing something banging in one of your wheels. And you thought, what the heck is that? You know, it could be a loose lug nut that just came off and is rattling around inside the hubcap. You know what I mean? But if you trust somebody who is really unreliable and go to a car dealership, they're going to tell you you need new bearings, you need new wall joints, your power steering needs to be readjusted, it may be replaced. They're going to charge you $1,500, and then they're going to take off one part of it, screw the lug nut back on, and give it back to you. You see, when you trust people who are dishonest, like Fauci, as I've been pointing out since 1992, now 31 years, Fauci is a very, very dangerous person. Trump should have never allowed him to get back into office day one. And I told him that, and you know that, friends, if you listen to this station and this network, you know that we were talking about that in 2015 before Trump even had the delegates to run as a Republican nominee. We were saying the first thing he needs to do is get rid of Fauci. Who? Fauci. Most people had no idea who Fauci was in 2016. And I've been telling people who he was and what he's up to since 1992, 31 years now. I'm not bragging about it. I hate it. Don't you hate it when you try to tell people what's going on, and you see them fall into the trap, and then you feel bad for them, and you feel bad for everybody. I don't feel good about this. But what I'm saying is this. Trump did not know how to use offensive power, and that's why he just shielded himself and got his ass kicked, friends. You know, I could take you through day by day almost of his whole administration. Remember I talked about the 3.5 million votes that Hillary pulled out of her hat that morning in the middle of the night, just like what happened with George Bush, or not George Bush, I mean Joe Biden. Yeah, Bush too, okay. But we'll get past that. Anyhow, what I'm saying is that what happened there was an election fraud that Trump should have looked into immediately. He should have asked questions as to why the NSA was trying to break into state returns. That was back in 2016, friends. He ignored it. He said, well, we'll just go about our ways and let bygones be bygones. No, you can't do that. You've got to stay after what these people are doing. Trump did not have the skill set for law enforcement, friends. He's a great cheerleader. Do I want him to succeed? Yes. Do I hate Trump? No. Do I think that he has problems? Yeah, he definitely has problems. He does not know how to use law enforcement. He had every opportunity to replace the head of the Federal Reserve with somebody good, but he went to Jesuit Georgetown and got Jerome Powell. Okay, he let Fauci hang around. And who did he put in as Secretary of Health and Human Services? Alex Azar, who was a Yale-trained attorney with Eli Lilly and bioengineering and all that kind of stuff. He was supporting all this stuff before he took that place at Health and Human Services. Trump should have known better. He still will not renounce what the warp speed vaccine. It was a disaster. And friends, I'm telling you, this is going to hang over him. You know, if he would admit that he made a huge mistake, I think everything would turn around for Trump. I really do. Because suddenly the emphasis is on Fauci and on the people who promoted and provoked him to do this. Trump needs to apologize. He really does. You know, some people say, no, you can't confess your sins and be a political leader. Well, then you shouldn't be in politics, in my opinion, because you're going to go to hell if you can't confess your sins. If you can't get real, if you can't get honest, you're not going to be a prosperous person. The Bible says, he who covers his sins shall not prosper. Shall not prosper. How does that sound for 2024? You're going to see more of this, friends. He's only going to keep getting dragged down because he doesn't get real. Now, He had all kinds of things he could have done. How about when Mueller, I call him Mueller. Some people call him Mueller. I think his name is actually Mueller. I think he might even be related to, what is it, Herman Mueller, the Nazi? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't get in too much into these genealogies, but some people think he is. He's actually the son of a Nazi. Mueller, this guy was appointed head of the FBI 7 days before 9/11. Before 9/11. 7 days. Okay, why did they move a person like that into that position at that time? Then you got Giuliani. Okay, Giuliani was mayor of New York. All right, that was his city they burned down. You know, both of these guys are coming up for 9/11, and they're both sitting there across a table talking about the witch hunt. You know, come on, what's going on here, friends? I mean, Trump knows what happened. He builds buildings in New York City, like Trump Tower. He even said, there were clips where he talked about how bringing a building down like this, you have to get at the foundation and the infrastructure. Yeah, there's one thing that Trump does know, is that is building buildings, and he knows something was wrong there. I know that Richard Gage, who actually helped Richard Gage start his media organization, or the part of the branch of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, you know about them. Probably do. AE911truth.org. Back in the very beginning, when Richard Gage was starting this organization, Architects and Engineers, he was coming under a lot of pressure. I mean, there was a lot of people that were sort of fighting him, but he was pursuing it. He was going with it. He was going to make it happen. I got on board to help him a little bit with his media board. Then some other people stepped up and kind of, they were better. They were architects and engineers who were also pretty good, pretty savvy with computers and media as well. So he didn't need me for very long, but I encouraged him quite a bit at that time. And I told him, I said, you know, the one thing you're going to have to do, Richard, you're going to have to come up with some legal means of stopping these people. You can't just have a lot of scientists, which they do have by now. I think it's 3,600 and something architects and engineers signed up, as well as all kinds of people like me who are lay people who maybe have a degree in one field or another. I mean, they got thousands of people that have signed up, but they're not making any progress legally. And I said, you've got to learn how to use the tactics and fight. You've got to come after these people. Otherwise, Architects and Engineers will be an interesting book on a coffee table, you know, a conversation piece. That's kind of what's happened here. See, friends, we've got to get into this, and we've got to learn how to use the tools. I mean, I have people telling me, I had a friend working at a station that I work at here in Colorado, 1360 KHNC. He said, we need to all go to Washington and take our guns. I said, I don't think that's a good idea. I think what we need to do is get our people here together in our county and start holding our ground here locally. I think D.C. is a swamp. I think it's a pit hole. I think it's a whorehouse, to be honest with you. I don't want to go down there. Well, this was before January 6th. Now you see what happened, okay? Now, Ted Cruz was talking about holding off the certification. If you heard the interview with Patrick Byrne, they had options. They had people lined up to come into that certification to talk about the real scientific evidence against the legitimacy of that election, proving it was a fraud. Instead of that, they decided, Giuliani was part of this, to do an end run, get a lot of people out there waving flags and stuff like that. And that's how it all went wrong. Instead of working with the system, they decided to have a big rally. And then they got implanted with feds like Ray Epps, people like that, people who created the problem so that the Democrats and all these hooligans and traitors could blame the public for them upholding the Constitution and the process. No, you know what happened. It was all promoted to make everybody afraid of everyone out there in the crowd. There were almost a million people in the Capitol grounds out there. No, they weren't really the problem. You've seen that now. Look at, they shot this guy with this security guard, black, what was his name? The Capitol police officer, Byrd, I think it was, that shot Ashley Babbitt, you know, hiding behind a wall, shot her through a window. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, wasn't there like four protesters killed and no cops, as the story is actually told the truth about what happened? Four people died in that ruckus that were protesters, or not protesters, or people who wanted to show up. Maybe they were just trying to come into the Capitol like everybody was allowed to do in some places. And all of this was a charade to make us think that these people have the constitutional authority and the morality and the position of high ground, which they do not. And this is why we're losing. This is where we're losing on this fight. We keep thinking an election is going to solve a problem in 2024. We can't solve the problem right now. This is, it goes day by day. You watch these things happen, friends. You watch them happen, one thing after another. And why we fail is because we don't know how to use the tools. We don't know how to use the tools. We keep thinking somebody else is going to do it. Have you called your representatives? Have you called your congressman? Hey, be nice. Be nice. Don't threaten anybody, okay? Please, I want to make that very plain. But you can goad them really good, especially if you have a Democratic senator or any senators. You know, you can say all kinds of snide things to them. You know, like, I think, you know, the Democratic Party stinks worse than Joe Biden's underwear, don't you? I mean, I think you guys need to do something about that right now. And I mean, the whole Hunter Biden thing, I think you better just fold. You know, I mean, this is really kind of going bad for Democrats. And, you know, I hear people talking all the time about they think the party has really lost its mind and lost any virtue at all it ever had, you know. Yeah, people are really angry. They're paying too much for gasoline. Everything has gone to hell since Biden came in. And, you know, these Democratic people, these senators in the Senate are not going to vote for impeachment because they can't admit that he's wrong. You know, they're liars. They're just tell him, just goad him along. Just goad him along. Call him up and goad him a little bit. Have some fun. Be nice. Be nice. But just be there. You know what I mean? Just be annoying for them. And let them know, I'm out here. I'm one of your constituents in this state, and I'm holding you accountable for what's happening here because you're not doing the right thing, and you know that. Now, what would you do if you were in my situation and you knew how this country was being ruined by the political party? What would you do, Mr. Senator, Miss Senator, whoever you are? I mean, call them up, make some points. Get behind these Republicans who are pushing this impeachment. We've got to create a distraction or a problem here, friends. We can't just roll with the punches. You know what I mean? This is not going to work. You're not going to get an answer by Christmas of 2024. You know, you're dreaming. We got to snap out of it. We've got to get busy right now. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about something else you can do. That is, again, along the main line, the FCC is opening up a window for LPFM radio station applications, which means you can have a radio station if you know what to do. You need a nonprofit organization that you can work with. It's probably going to cost you about $10,000 by the time you get everything set up to go. But these little LPFMs can reach a lot of people. I'll tell you about that. The application window will be between the 1st and the 9th of November, but you need to get ready now. The FCC doesn't do this very often. They did it last time 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, okay? This may be the last time you'll get a chance as a nonprofit organization to have an LP, a low power, that's about 100 watts or below, FM station. Those are valuable real estate properties, friends. I can tell you how they work. I know how. I'm not an expert completely on what you can do in terms of all the applications. There may be some waivers. If you have a church or an organization, or maybe it's just a hunting group or something like that, a nonprofit organization, if you have something like that set up, you can apply, and the cost is minimal. Cost is minimal. You get a construction permit, you get 1 year to put it together. It's not that hard to build these things. It's not that hard to operate them. And we need community communications. Hello, we need community communications. You need to be able to talk to the people within, say, a 10 to 15 mile radius of where you are. That's what you'll get. You can have a license to do that. And I'll talk to you a little bit more. Maybe if we have some people out there who are interested and want to call in, we'll take a call or two. We're running short of time in the last segment here. But I want you to think about this, because you have to get it together pretty quick. The stations can operate basically out of a broom closet. All you need is two components. One is both about the size of an FM tuner, but you'll need some air conditioning, or you have to monitor the temperature in there pretty well. And you can wire in just about everything from a computer. You program from a computer. Now, you're supposed to produce some local programming, but you know, it's not a heavyweight. You could run RBN programming out to your community, friends. You could run shows that you like. This is your chance to have a radio station and reach your community. You may want to do that. Look into it. Now, you can't find, there are various places, I should say this. various places where you can find the availability. Some, like big cities, are probably too crowded. You may be able to find a location. It's always a problem there. But if you live in a small community, say 10, 20, 30,000, or you're on the outskirts of a city, or you're in some place like that, some places, actually, the cities still do have a few availabilities that you can find. You have to go to the FCC LPFM channel finder, put the coordinates. I don't know if they're the digital or the regular coordinates of that area into that finder. It'll tell you if there's any availabilities there. Now, that doesn't mean the station's going to work, because sometimes you run into interference from other stations, and sometimes you interfere with them. It's all, you know, radio on paper and radio in reality are often different. But you can look into these things, and you can get an FM station. You can have it operational if you want to carry RBN programming. Now, you may have a little trouble with some of us hosts using the F word. I try not to. You know what I mean? You got to be careful what you air, to be honest with you, because in this case, you're in broadcasting and not on Internet, which is a little different. But, you know, if you have a church, you can have your church services up there. If you want to broadcast what's going on in city council, you know, if you have certain people who want to talk about what's happening in your community, there you have it. You can do it. And you can air these things very cheaply and get them on the air. All right, we'll be right back after these messages to finish it up. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Last segment here of Lightspeed today, and I'll be on with Steve this Wednesday to kind of fill in Steve Elkins. And so, you know, he'll be on along later on, too, for National Intel Report. We're holding it all together, friends. We're staying on the air. You know, as I said, I got David in Massachusetts, I guess it is. I got just enough time to get David in, I think. David, let's get you on real quick, buddy. Are you there?
Yeah, Steve, this is David.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, I've since Republic Broadcasting's inception, I was a big supporter of Republic Broadcasting for years. But I don't think you guys are going to win, because if you attack a man like Republic Broadcasting and some of the Republic broadcasters attack a man like David from Massachusetts, I don't think we're going to win this. Like your buddy there, Steve Elkins, you know, has banned me from his show. Did you know that?
No, you know, I got to be honest with you, David. I know there's a lot of tit-for-tat going on around, and I try to stay out of it, because the reality is, like you said, we've got to work together. We've got to keep our focus on those people who are oppressing us, and that's why I try to stay away from a lot of those things. So, yeah, I mean, if you have something to say about that, I'm always interested, but I don't get into the personal stuff. You know, I know people aren't going to agree. That's the nice thing about people like us. We don't always agree, do we? But we ought to listen in here. And you know, I think the best concepts will win out if we look at it analytically toward the real problem that we're facing.
Yeah, so you should ask Steve why he banned me, and also some of the board operators, a couple of the board operators won't put my calls through on the weekend. And,
yeah, but again, have you got anything to say about one of the issues instead of your personal life and all this stuff? I mean, I want to hear what you have to say about, you know, the impeachment or radio stations or anything like that. I want to stay on focused on subject matter rather than people.
Well, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example. I was banned. I'm from Massachusetts, Boston, and so I followed John Kerry's political career very closely for years and years. He was the senator from Massachusetts, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I followed the whole Swift boat thing. John O'Neill wrote a book about it, exposing the Swift boat fraud and everything. Well, anyways, what could be more important than revealing who the man is that we're sending to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, and we're sending a man there? And what could be more important than that? Well, we sent John Kerry over to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, and I called into Elkins there, and I revealed John Kerry's background.
I like what you're saying about John Kelly. As far as Steve is doing, that's another thing, a matter. But yeah, John Kerry should not be involved with that. David, I got to run here. Got running out of time. But yes, I want to stay focused on subjects and matters like that. Yes, no, John Kerry should not be. Well, the whole World Economic Forum is not something we should be involved in anyway. But yeah, thanks for the note and all that. Let's stay focused on issues, friends. Let's not keep shooting at each other here. We got a big enough enemy we've got to fight right now. That's the way I feel about it. You know, you may agree, disagree with some person's approach, and I do, you know, that's okay. But at the same time, let's stay focused on the enemy. That's what we have to do. And if we get tangled up in all these affairs and personalities and stuff like that, you know, yeah, I try not to be a personality, more like an information giver, and that's what I want to do. Thanks for joining me here. Stay tuned, RBN, friends. We'll see you soon.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped.
So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.